I understand you had something you wanted to say.
What?
You wanted to thank the Lord for what? Helping your knee.
Helping my knee.
Helping his knee. All righty. Thank you, Evan. I don't think you can ever be too young to start praising the Lord. Please open in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13, starting at verse 12. Hebrews 13, verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Let's read it a second time. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. That means that Jesus suffered without the gate. Jesus suffered outside the city. He was a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief, a man of reproach. And he suffered outside the gate or outside the city. That means he was unpopular and he was rejected. Verse 13. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. What's that mean? Meaning, that means the world that hated him will hate us as well. We take on his enemies. We assume his enemies. We sing the old rugged cross, I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. So Jesus went outside the gate. We also are to go outside the gate bearing his reproach. Then verse 14. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. What's that mean? That means this place is not our home. We're only passing through. But it's verse 15 I would pray the Holy Spirit would draw our attention to. It's very interesting. Verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. What is the sacrifice of praise? To God continually. Continually means when you're sick and when you're well, when you're up and when you're down. So Jesus is outside the camp. And then we offer the sacrifice of praise. And let us likewise go into the world where we're not loved or welcomed. But I want to speak today on the sacrifice of praise. May we understand what this is all about. I'd like to borrow an illustration I heard of a minister that had another minister friend. He was visiting him one day, and when he was in this minister's friend's office, he noticed on the wall there was a plaque. He thinks it was written by the minister himself, and the words that were written said, "Praise him anyhow. Praise him anyhow." The sacrifice of praise to God. Praise him anyhow. Let me try explaining this way. If you gave a dollar in the offering, you gave a dollar, but you didn't make a sacrifice. That's not to say we didn't want your dollar and not appreciate it. But there are places and churches today that because of their giving, some people's giving today, it caused them to do without something else. It's down to that amount. And so they gave sacrificially. But my Bible talks about the sacrifice of praise. There is a praise that is a sacrifice. And I hope to explain it. So what could this be, the sacrifice of praise? Or praise God anyhow. It's praising God anyhow. The sacrifice of praise is when anyhow is added to praise. Then when the Bible says rejoice evermore, and again I say rejoice, that means we rejoice sometimes, and sometimes we rejoice anyhow. When the Bible says, in everything give thanks, it means we give thanks sometimes, and sometimes we give thanks anyhow. Let me be honest with you. There are times I feel like praising God. There are times things have happened that just so amazed me and thrilled me. I had a spell, and I just felt like praising the Lord. There have been times when it was almost involuntary. I remember I was in Thousand Oaks, California, 45, 6 years ago as a soils engineer. That means a dirt inspector. I didn't know what I was doing, but I pretended I knew what I was doing. And all of you men that run heavy equipment and compact soil know that we probably do a good job and fake it, but I was on this job, and nobody was there yet. The roads hadn't even hardly been carved in, and it was a track, and they had just started to lay the groundwork when I heard some radio preacher. I thought I was all alone. This preacher got to preaching and got me rather stirred and happy, and I thought I could preach it better than he did. So I turned the radio down a little bit, and I continued on in his message, and I got myself worked up really happy. When I turned around and looked, and there about 80 yards down the road was a man standing up against his truck with his arms folded staring at me. And I thought to myself, he's going to think I am absolutely nuts. And he hollered to me, "Who's doing the preaching?" And I was quick on my feet, and I pointed back to the radio. I said, "Oh, this fella on the radio." He said, my, he said, "It's sure good preaching." I said, "Oh, that was my preaching." But he didn't, he got to watch me without me knowing he was there. I got to shouting and dancing and just having a time all by myself. I felt like praising God when I was called to preach, and a miraculous thing happened. I ended up in the service over in the corner. I didn't care who was there. I shouted, I had a spell, I danced, I carried on. I felt like praising God. But I'll be honest with you, there are times I don't feel like praising God, but praise God anyhow. That's the sacrifice of praise. That's when you don't feel like praising God. You don't want to praise God, but you praise Him anyhow. Sometimes you don't want to go to church. Sometimes you do want to go to church. But sometimes you don't want to go to church, but you go to church anyhow. Can I hear an amen? The truth is, there are times when you honestly can't find much reason to praise God for, but you praise Him anyhow. When you don't feel much like praising God, praise Him anyhow. That's when praise is a sacrifice. Now the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. But what happens when you don't have the cheer in your heart to give? You give anyhow. We don't require you to have cheer every time you give. You give anyhow. Praise, in order to be received from God, doesn't hinge upon your attitude. Because sometimes the attitude may not be there. But the sacrifice of praise is when you praise Him anyhow, and when you don't feel like it, but you do it anyhow. And so God says, I want you to praise me when you feel like praising me, and I want you to praise me when you don't feel like praising me. I want you to praise me when circumstances are of such that it makes you want to shout and praise the Lord. But I also want you to praise me when circumstances are not conducive to praising, when you don't feel like praising me. I want you to praise me anyhow. Praise Him anyhow. If you don't feel like praising Him, praise Him anyhow. If you don't want to praise Him, praise Him anyhow. If you don't feel like praising Him, praise Him anyhow. If circumstances don't warrant praising Him, praise Him anyhow. You see, it's praise when circumstances are sweet. But it's a sacrifice of praise when circumstances are sour, but you praise Him anyhow. The sacrifice of praise is when your health is gone. The sacrifice of praise is when you don't get your way, but you praise Him anyhow. The praise is when you get a raise in your pay. That's praise. But the sacrifice of praise is when you get a cut in your pay or you get laid off, but you praise Him anyhow. Praise is when you get a promotion. The sacrifice of praise is when you get laid off, but you praise Him anyhow. Praise is when prosperity comes. The sacrifice of praise is when poverty replaces prosperity, but you praise Him anyhow. The sacrifice of praise is when persecution replaces popularity, but you praise Him anyhow. It is a sacrifice of praise when you replace things that change for things that never change. Let me repeat that. It is a sacrifice of praise when you praise, when you replace things that change for things that never can change. Please, I hope you'll hear me carefully. There are times I can praise God because I feel great, but there are times I don't feel great. Do I praise Him because I don't feel great? No. I praise Him because the Word of God that doesn't change. And I can praise Him for things that never change. If my praise is only based upon things that change, then my praise will not be continually. The sacrifice of praise is when I praise God for things that cannot be changed. There are some things that cannot be changed, and that is what our praise ought to always be based upon. He said He would never leave me nor forsake me. That cannot change. So there are times I say, thank God it's a beautiful day. But there are times it's not a beautiful day. But thank God I'm in God's hands and nothing is going to take me out of God's hand. Nothing shall remove me or from the love of God that cannot change. The sacrifice of praise is when I don't feel like praising Him and my emotions don't feel like praising Him, but my mind takes over and I praise Him for His goodness. My heart doesn't feel like praising Him, but my mind takes over and I praise Him anyhow. A sacrifice of praise is when you're at your bottom, but you praise Him because it doesn't change the fact that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that relationship, as long as you keep loving Him, He'll never change loving you. Do you remember when the disciples, they came back and they were praising Him because the spirits were subject unto them. They were casting out demons. And it's amazing. Jesus said, rejoice not because the demons were subject unto you, but praise Him because your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. In other words, praise Him for things that cannot change. God cannot change. His commitment of loving you forever cannot change. The sacrifice of praise is when you're at the end of your rope and you force yourself to praise Him anyhow. Forcing yourself to praise God because of some things that cannot change. Your sins have been forgiven. They're buried in the sea of forgetfulness. That cannot change. You may be having a bad day, and you honestly can't think of a thing to praise God for. Have you ever been there? Sure you have. You're having a real bad day, and you're being honest. You can't think of a thing to praise God for. Your kids are mad at you. Your wife is mad at you. Your husband's mad at you. Your boss is mad at you. Or you just feel miserable. Your dog won't even come to you. And you can't think of a single thing to praise God for. The TV's not working. The radio doesn't work. The door's stuck. The shingle's leaking water. And I mean, you can't think of a single thing to praise God for. But wait a minute. Your sins are blotted out. You've been given eternal life. Jesus is coming again for you. You've been given the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that cannot change, and that is what your praise is to always have as a bedrock, so there is no excuse for never praising Him. You don't praise Him continually only for things that can change. Because remember, the disciples, they were praising Him then because they were subject, but you read a few chapters later and they came across, when the disciples came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, they met somebody who said, "Your disciples could not cast out the devil out of my son or daughter." So you see, that's why you don't praise Him based upon things that can change. You praise Him based upon things that cannot change. Now, there's nothing wrong with praising God when you feel good. Nothing wrong with that. But when you're feeling bad, you can still praise God. Not because you're feeling bad, but because there are some things that just never change. He loves you. The sacrifice of praise is when it may not be easy for you to praise God. It may be that the circumstances of life do not allow you to praise Him for the circumstances. But bless God, there are some things that never change, and those things you can always change Him for. You can always not change Him. You can always praise Him for. God the Father will not change. God the Son will not change. God the Holy Spirit will not change. The Word of God is settled forever in heaven. It'll never change. Jesus is coming again. These things are immutable, unchangeable, and that is what our praise is to be on as a bedrock of foundation. When you're forsaken by man, you can know this, God will never forsake you. It's when conditions darken. But thank God, Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm repeating myself a lot today, and you can still praise Him. I'm not saying you shouldn't praise Him because you got a raise in pay. But I am saying when you get a cut in pay, you still ought to praise Him. The sacrifice of praise is when I'm down and I don't feel good, but I'll praise Him for things that never change. Some things will never change. My Heavenly Father will not change. Jesus, the Son of God, will never change. The Holy Spirit will never change. The Word of God will never change. And some things that are unchangeable is the fact that when you repented of your sins, God took those sins and buried them in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against you. That will never change. Now that is the sacrifice of praise. You may be here and you don't feel like praising God. Let me remind you, praise Him anyhow. Just sacrifice. Do it if you don't want to do it. Do it if you don't feel like doing it. You say, I can't think of a single thing to praise the Lord for. My heart doesn't feel like it. My emotions don't feel like it. My body doesn't feel like it. But praise God, I'm going to have a sacrifice of praise and praise Him anyhow. Because He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still loves me. My name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's coming back for me. I have a home that's prepared where the saints of God abide, just over in the glory land. And I will praise Him anyhow. That is what is called a sacrifice of praise. That's when you're in your darkest hour and the light is still on in heaven. I'm trying to say this if I haven't said it yet. The sacrifice of praise is for the person who is not emotional. Now you may be there and you may say, I'm not an emotional person. Then I'm going to say, then get emotional. Offer a sacrifice of praise. Now, it's not easy for some people to do some things. They say, it's just not normal. That's not me. But every once in a while, though, you can offer a sacrifice of praise. Praising God is not for those to whom it just comes normal. There are some people, they're just wired. They wake up in the morning and they say, praise ye the Lord. I know people that are not wired that way. Praising God is not for those to whom it just comes natural. You see, we are commanded to praise Him. Anyone who is a Christian, you are commanded to praise God. If you're the emotional type that wakes up and says, glory to God, good for you. But if you're not the emotional type, it's commanded of you to praise Him. That's the sacrifice of praise. If you're not the emotional type, you're still commanded to praise Him. That's the sacrifice of praise. It is character substituting for emotion in praising God. It is praise that is prompted by the head instead of the heart. When Jesus took with Him Peter, James, and John, and they went up onto the Mount of Transfiguration, and when Peter saw what was going on, and Peter got excited, and he got in a praiseworthy attitude, he said, praise the Lord, let's build 3 tabernacles. That's praise. But when John, the apostle, was on the island of Patmos, exiled, all alone, 90 years of age, not much working like it had 40 years earlier. He's now in a cave, no doubt has to light his own fires, and he's out there still praising God. That's the sacrifice of praise. It was praise when Job and his family could get together and they could enjoy one another's fellowship. It was praise when they could talk about God's blessings and have their wonderful family reunions. But it was the sacrifice of praise when Job stood before 10 graves. His family's gone. His health is gone. His life as he knew it was gone. And yet, it was a sacrifice of praise when Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I will stand in the last days counting those 10 graves. 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 10. It was the sacrifice of praise that caused him to say that. It was praise when Joseph was promoted to the right hand of the king of Egypt. But it was the sacrifice of praise when he was in prison. It was praise when Abraham heard that he was going to have a child. His name would be Isaac. He was going to be miraculously born. That was praise. But it was a sacrifice of praise when Abraham walked with his son up to Mount Moriah, thinking he was going to offer his son. And he said to the servant, "You stay here while me and my son go yonder to worship." That is the sacrifice of praise. It was praise when David was anointed to become king. It was praise when the crown of Judah was placed upon his head, and all of Israel rejoiced they had a king. But it was the sacrifice of praise when David was running from his own son and from the palace of where he was king, and his son had betrayed him, and he is now not on the throne. He's now not holding the scepter. He's out in the wilderness. But it was then David gave the sacrifice of praise when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me." And we have Psalms 23. That is the sacrifice of praise. You say, "Pastor, I'm not the emotional type." Then give a sacrifice of praise and praise him anyhow. "I'm just not the type that tingles and gets all excited when Brother Connor preaches." Well, give a sacrifice, amen, even if you're not that type. It may be we are different, and we are different, and we all have emotional responses that are different. But there are some things we all have alike, and that is our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our sins are blotted out. And we have the Holy Spirit in us and moving in our midst. And we all have a God who is worth praising. He did pay for our sins on the cross of Calvary. And we're looking for Him to come again. If you cannot praise Him because you don't like your car, or you don't have a good enough house, or good enough this, or good enough that, then get down to those things that cannot change. Praise Him because of the Father. Praise Him because of the Son. Praise Him because of the Holy Spirit. Praise Him for the great three in one. And let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise Him that He's coming again. Praise Him that your sins are blotted out. Praise Him that you have a home prepared in glory. Force it. You say, "Pastor, are you telling me to force it?" Yes, force it. It'll do you good. It's not your type. It's not your nature. Do it anyhow. Praise Him anyhow. I don't care how bad you have it. You have enough reasons to praise Him. You have enough reasons to give Him glory. My Bible says, "Rejoice not because the demons are subject unto you, but praise Him because of a relationship, and your names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life." In victory, praise God, but in defeat, give Him the sacrifice of praise and praise Him anyhow. In prosperity, praise God, but in poverty, praise Him anyhow. Give Him the sacrifice of praise. In companionship, praise God, but in loneliness, praise Him and give Him the sacrifice of praise anyhow. In popularity, praise God, but in persecution, praise God anyhow and give Him the sacrifice of praise. On the mountaintop, praise God, but when you're in the valley, give Him the sacrifice of praise and praise Him anyhow. If life's noontime, praise God. But if you're at the midnight hour, praise God anyhow and give Him the sacrifice of praise. When you understand God, praise the Lord, I understand. But when you don't understand, praise God anyhow and give Him the sacrifice of praise. When you're strong, praise God. But when you're weak, praise God and give Him the sacrifice of praise anyhow. I remember when I was 15 years of age, doing my paper route. I delivered paper to 63 Holt Street. And there, as I took the paper, there was a young man who was a youth pastor of the church I later came to God with and got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. His name was Tommy Hatcher. And Tommy Hatcher invited me to come to church. I always remembered that. Years went by, and Tommy answered a call to join Teen Challenge. Went back to New York and worked with Dave Wilkerson and Teen Challenge. But to help to ease the financial burden, he became an electrician while working at Teen Challenge. And one day, working on the job on a floor upstairs, the floor gave way and Tommy Hatcher fell and became crippled, and since that fall has not been able to walk and is paralyzed from his waist down. Tommy Hatcher, we're not going to remove the possibility of God healing, but Tommy Hatcher is still praising God anyhow, in spite of the fact that it has happened. I preached for him just before I came here, and there was Tommy Hatcher wheeling himself up into the pulpit in a wheelchair, and he would lift his hands, and I said to myself, there's a man that is praising God anyhow, and there is someone that's praising him in the midst of pain. And when you can praise him in the midst of pain, you are giving a sacrifice of praise. Praise God anyhow. So let me close. If today the angel's feathers are not tickling your chin, and if today you look up and you can't see light or feel his presence, praise God anyhow and give him the sacrifice of praise. Because there are some things that do not change. Debbie, would you come please? There's two types of people that I'm addressing. God's been good to you. You live in America. You have a nice house. Do you know you live better than 95% of the world? And did you know if there were only 100 people in the world, did you know that 90% of the wealth of the world would be owned by 6 people, and 6 would be Americans? If this morning your health is good, shout his praises. If you have a good job, shout his praises. If your family is well, shout his praises. If you feel good, shout his praises. If your finances are okay, shout his praises. If people are smiling at you, shout his praises. But if you don't feel good, do the same thing and shout his praises and give a sacrifice of praise. Give when it hurts, and praise when it hurts, and rejoice when it hurts. And that is what the Bible means when it says, let's go without the camp and give a sacrifice of praise. If your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it can be this morning. If you'll realize you're a sinner and that he died on the cross for you, and he'll forgive you, and he'll forgive your sins and write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let's stand this morning. We have reasons to praise him. If you feel like praising him, then praise him. But some of the greatest blessings I've ever received is when I didn't feel like it and I didn't want to, but I forced myself. And it birthed me into a wonderful blessing. There's been times when I forced myself and nothing happened. But I did the right thing because he's worthy to be praised. Let's come and find a place to praise him, shall we? And can I encourage you to praise him? Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away each stain. the Lamb for sinners. Thank you.